listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Dan Kilbert from SpartanTailgate.com will be with us at 10:30 talking about Michigan State basketball and their loss to UCLA. We'll also talk more about Pro Day. Scott was at Pro Day for Michigan State a couple of days ago. That will come to you at 10:30. We'll also talk some junk, Ben, talk about what happened with Jim Tressel and his now five-game suspension that he has suggested. What a kind man he is, huh? What a kind man. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here alongside Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. We're breaking down the brackets. We did the West bracket last time. We said Texas will come out of the West. Now let's talk Southwest region, Scott, and that's the region that has Kansas as the one seed, Notre Dame as the two seed. I have Notre Dame coming out of this bracket altogether, and I know that's a lofty pick, and the reason I had Notre Dame coming out was because I thought Louisville was going to beat Kansas. Now that I know Kansas is not going to lose to Louisville, I'd probably change my pick on that, but you go with what you can. Hindsight's 20/20. But let's talk first of all the games about Richmond versus Morehead State today. It's two teams that upset, although I don't know that Vanderbilt ever losing in the tournament is an upset anymore. I mean, Vanderbilt has lost three straight times in the first round. They're just not a very good tournament team.
Well, that's one upset, quote unquote, that I picked, not because I knew much about
Richmond.
That's
the thing. I think everybody picked that upset.
Yeah, because I don't like Vanderbilt. It's not that I know anything about Richmond. They're the Spiders. They've got Anderson, a guard who's been there for a few years, done pretty well. But yeah, I just don't like Vanderbilt. That's when I pick upsets. It's just, I don't think that team deserves to be a five seed.
The Morehead State victory over Louisville. You know, there's some tournament games, as soon as it starts, you know the high seed's in trouble. And this was one of those games where right from the get-go, when Louisville went down like 10-0 to start the game, you're like, this is going to be a long-haul type of situation. This isn't going to be where Louisville's going to come back, go on like a 20-0 run, and then it's going to be over. You could tell by the pace of the game and by the way it was happening that Louisville was going to be in a dogfight for the entire game. Now, they didn't do themselves any favors, okay, by getting out-rebounded 33-27. And also shooting 43% from the free throw line. That's what Louisville shot. And also losing Preston Knowles down the stretch hurts you as well. But give credit to Morehead State because, frankly, they outplayed Louisville. They were the better team. And should we be surprised by Morehead State? Probably. There was not much hype going in. However, they do have one of the better players in the country in Kenneth Farried. 17 points, 15 rebounds a game, regardless of what conference you're in, is pretty good.
Yeah, Fareed's been in.
Fareed.
Yeah. Well, I subscribed to the Sporting News today, so I've heard about him for a while because they have all the graphs and everything. They compare him to Blake Griffin because rebounding-wise, he's along the same numbers just for his average throughout the season. And I'm really surprised that more people, this is around the time of the tournament where you get the story on Jimmer Fredette a couple years ago, where you have to pick somebody from the small school that you want America to get behind.
The Steph Curry type of situation.
Exactly. And I don't know if it's because he doesn't shine offensively. He's not a flashy offensive guy. He's one of the hardworking Ben Wallace types, maybe, where he's a good player, he's very necessary, does a great job, but you don't center a broadcaster around
him. I wonder if it's partly to do, there's another player on Morehead State's team named DeMonte Harper who averages 16 points a game. And, you know, if Fareed averages 17, I wonder if they just said, you know what, I don't know who's going to have the better tournament, let's just not invest in one player and get it wrong. Let's just go with somebody that we know is going to do well on another team. But that being said, it was a great win for Morehead State, but I think Richmond's the better team here. Okay, I think Richmond was a better team than Vanderbilt. I don't think that was an upset. I think that was just the case. The A-10 is better than people realize. Okay, Xavier, Temple, Richmond, these are good teams. This was not a fluke. And so I look at this Richmond team, okay, and you got Justin Harper averages 18 points a game. Kevin Anderson averages 17 points a game. They've got four seniors in their starting lineup. This is a team that means business. I wouldn't be surprised if they take care of business against Morehead State, and it's not very close. The emotional impact that Morehead State has from winning that first game, you have to wonder whether they are now thinking that they've accomplished what they wanted to accomplish.
Maybe, but they also know that they now have a really good shot because they're not playing a 5 seed after this. They have the best chance possible to win now.
Right. I'm not saying they won't think that. I'm saying they're more likely to have an emotional letdown than Richmond is. Like I said, Richmond has 4 seniors. They expected to beat Vanderbilt. They expect to get through this round.
Whereas
Morehead State didn't expect to get by Louisville.
Well, they had to win their conference tournament to get
just
in.
Just to get
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Did not expect to beat Louisville. So I if one of them is going to have an emotional letdown, it's going to be Morehead State. Let's move on. Sunday games, Kansas versus Illinois. Illinois looked very good last night. I haven't seen them play that well since the beginning of the season. They looked very good against UNLV, very composed. Now that you have that Bill Self matchup, Scott, is there any chance Illinois nips Kansas?
I'm going to say no, based on my theory for Michigan State. Illinois has been almost that same way, where you think maybe they turn it around, and then they just don't show up. And I mean, it's great to see Mike Davis finally come around and have the season I expected him to have, 22-9.
Yep.
Last night, he should have a double-double every night. And Dimitri McKamey, I think, is a fantastic point guard.
Dimitri McKamey, when he plays well, is a matchup nightmare for other point guards. He's kind of like Jordan Taylor. He is bigger than you, stronger than you, and he's a better player than you. So if he plays well, he's a matchup nightmare for smaller point guards. The problem is he's very inconsistent this year. Illinois is a good team. They have talent. Here's my question. If they lose this game to Kansas, let's say they lose by 15 to Kansas, and it's a very convincing 15-point win, does Bruce Weber lose his job over this? Because I think going into this tournament, if he had lost to UNLV, I wouldn't have been surprised if they had canned it, because this was supposed to be a team that was a 4 or 3 seed, not a 9 seed.
Right. When you have these seniors like they do, it'd be tough. It depends on how much weight they put on winning a tournament game. Because at the end of the season, if you're in the tournament, if you win, that technically is what counts the most, right? You can look at how bad the regular season was, but you mentioned it before, the tournament washes away a lot of bad.
Here's what I know about Kansas. Bill Self is one of the top 3 coaches in the nation. You know, I say it sometimes, I say there's only 3 coaches I can think of off the top of my head that I would take over Izzo in a heartbeat. And it's Mike Krzyzewski, Roy Williams, and Bill Self. That's it. After that, I'd take Tom Izzo. So Bill Self is a fantastic coach. He's a great recruiter, and he's a good motivator. They've got 3 juniors and 2 seniors in their starting lineup. They want to win a championship now. Okay, they at some point need to shake this Kansas reputation of losing early in tournaments. Okay, because other than the year they won the national title, they usually lose in the round of 32. They did it against Northern Iowa. Is it possible they could do it against Illinois? Yes, but I think they are a much more focused team this year, and I think they're a better team than Illinois and can overcome any sort of emotional rise that Illinois has.
I always like a team that has a big guy who's productive, and when you have 2 in both the Morris twins, I really like them. Add in a scrappy white guard and Brady Morningstar, and that team quickly becomes my favorite.
Speaking of scrappy white guards, let's talk about Notre Dame versus Florida State. Ben Hansbrough, who has been an excellent player for Notre Dame this year. I believe, was he the Big East player of the year?
Yes.
Okay. I think that should have gone to Kemba Walker, but regardless, Hansbrough's a good player. Notre Dame is a good team. They struggled a little bit against Akron. Florida State, on the other hand, looked excellent in the second half against one of my picks to go deep in this tournament, which was Texas A&M. I thought that Florida State was not a very good team. I think I was wrong. Florida State's a very athletic, talented team.
Yeah, Dave, I've got a lot of red on my bracket in this region, and I'm putting the blame squarely on your shoulders.
I don't understand how you could do that, because I told you Notre Dame was going to go deep.
Well, then you also said Texas A&M would.
Well, yeah, but that means that one of those teams, that means max you could have 2 red marks in there.
Yeah, but my hatred
from my responsibility.
My hatred for Notre Dame outweighs a lot of everything else.
I can't help that your bias, okay, went over your pick of what I said would happen, okay? I can't help that. But bottom line is Texas A&M played good in the first half. They got away from banging down low in the second half, and they got burned for it because they tried to go guard for guard, and Florida State has some very good guards. Kitchen is a good guard. If they can get Singleton healthy, Florida State has a good shot to beat Notre Dame because they can get physical with Notre Dame. Now, Here's where I think Notre Dame has the advantage. Florida State does turn the ball over a lot. Leonard Hamilton teams have a tendency to turn the ball over a lot, and Notre Dame takes advantage of your turnovers better than any team in the country. If Notre Dame shoots well from the floor like they usually do, I think they will dispose of Florida State, but Florida State will give them matchup problems inside.
Yeah, I don't mind Notre Dame winning this one.
I know you don't. I think Notre Dame is going to go deeper than people think. I definitely think they'll go Elite Eight. Now that Kansas is not going to lose to Louisville, I'll probably say Kansas will get over Notre Dame. But I definitely think Notre Dame is going to go Elite Eight this year. Let's talk about the last game. Virginia Commonwealth, who is a team that I'm not sure that they were watching the selection show. I think that they didn't realize they had a game on Tuesday.
They got that text and went, oh, hey, look at that.
In fact, if I was VCU's head coach, I'd probably think the first couple of times people called me and said, congratulations, I'd think it was a joke. Because they were down and out. And they were the second biggest rip I had about what the tournament committee did behind UAB. I knew UAB was a joke. Okay? But Virginia Commonwealth has done pretty darn well. Okay? They beat UCLA handily, and then they destroyed Georgetown, even though Chris Wright was back for Georgetown. Okay? What did I say?
They beat USC, not UCLA.
Oh, USC. My bad. USC. Okay, they beat USC 59-46, beat Georgetown 74-56. Looked fantastic doing it. What do we make of this Virginia Commonwealth team?
You know, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the first four. I thought that they were all pretty terrible to watch. That game was awful. Again, VCU-USC, that was just terrible.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it does really give an advantage as to playing a game, but they're on a roll right now. They finish fourth in their conference, then get that lucky bid. I guess good for them. I don't know.
Second time in the second round in five years for Virginia Commonwealth, but I don't think this is the team that beat Duke 5 years ago.
No, and that Georgetown team, Wright was just coming back, so they weren't necessarily as good as they had been at points in the season. And the big thing that I wonder is, how much does Kelsey Barlow being gone affect Purdue?
I don't know. I mean, Juwan Johnson and Etuan Moore looked pretty darn good in game one. And I know that it's not that big of a deal because they beat St. Peter's. But if they have those two going, you can get to the Sweet 16 on those two alone. Now, depth obviously will be an issue when they take on a team like Notre Dame. But just Juwan Johnson and Etuan Moore, I think, is too much for Virginia Commonwealth to handle. You know, as much as I respect Virginia Commonwealth making it this far, those are two big-time players they haven't played against all year long.
I agree with you. A team like VCU, they can beat another team that's focused on just a team, kind of. But when you have two superstars that you have to shut down, that's when it becomes tougher, because then you have to have two guys step up to shut them down or match them.
9 out of 10 Big Ten teams can't stop Juwan Johnson or Etuan Moore. So to ask Virginia Commonwealth to do it, I think, is a little unfair. I'm not sure that Purdue's going to have that much trouble getting through that game. Who is your pick to get out of the Southwest bracket? Knowing what we know, knowing the teams that are in the round of 32, first of all, tell me who you had going into this, and now that hindsight's 20/20, who do you have?
Rock, Chalk, Jayhawk. Had them then, have them now.
I'm not a big believer in Kansas, but I think the draw has opened up for them now that Louisville is gone. I think that they were going to have a lot of trouble stopping Louisville. I think they were going to have a lot of trouble with the athleticism of Louisville. But now that they're gone, I don't think Notre Dame has what it takes to beat Kansas. So knowing what I know now, I think Kansas wins the Southwest. In my bracket, I have Notre Dame winning because I thought Notre Dame would beat Louisville.
Well, the problem with upsets, they're great for the first round, but I don't like them to continue.
No, they kill your bracket.
Not just that. They'd make for uninteresting Sweet 16 games.
Yep.
Because you figure Kansas gets by Illinois, then they're playing either the
Richmond
12 or the
Richmond or Morehead State.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's
so,
not a matchup you
miss. So the draw because of that upset to Louisville has really opened up for Kansas, and I can't see Kansas get knocked out by Notre Dame. So we're going to go with Kansas in the Southwest. We're going to take a break from breaking down brackets here. We're going to talk Junkman Jim Tressel, 5-game suspension now. And we'll also talk Pro Day at Michigan State at 9:30. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.